We're listening to the Allman Brothers here in the background, which is appropriate because our next guest said, I think I might have gone to an Allman Brothers concert once. Alan.
It might have been in the 70s.
Might have been in the 70s. All right. So I have here in the studio with me Alan Schmidt. Good morning.
Hi, Pam.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Good to be here.
Wonderful. That's good. We're glad to have you here. And we've got a series of songs that we're going to play over the next, however long it takes. And as long as we're off the air by noon for the news, we're in good shape.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Now, if I'm remembering correctly, you used to be behind the microphone running the boards.
I was a volunteer back in the 80s and did the Sunday morning sign-on shift.
Oh,
so
okay.
Not too many people listened, which was a good thing. It was the days of vinyl.
It's, yeah.
A little bit of the reel-to-reel stuff. But,
wow.
Yeah.
That was
far from digital.
Different than how we're going to run this show today, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'd be lost here looking at all these bright lights.
Yeah. Well, things are in some ways easier now and in some ways more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a switch off.
Right.
Now,
right.
Those days, let's see, back in the 80s, you were still over in the Borough Building
right.
in the little
uh-huh.
room.
Indeed. Yep. Didn't have windows to look out.
No, it was kind of a tiny spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty dark, but it was cozy.
Yeah,
and made do. You know, it got me interested in public radio. That's for sure.
Yes, and it seems to be a family deal because not only you, but Linda
mm-hmm.
also did some radio stuff, and so did Andrew.
When he was in high school.
Yeah. He did was it the Friday night rock show or the Saturday?
It was. After I had started listening to the radio on the evenings, but as Mike mentioned, I think Andrew did a 2 or 3 part series, maybe more, on the various genres of death metal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that's
right. I have to admit, that's probably about when I turned the radio off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of screaming going on.
Yeah, but you know what? That's kind of the cool thing about public radio and community radio, and KMXT in particular, that there's a little bit of something for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yep. If you love electronica, come in and pitch an idea for playing some electronica or death metal or whatever it is that you like
polka.
To play. Polka is good too. Polka. I've been trying to get Paul Smith in here. Polka.
Yeah. And, so. Will Walton used it was Wild Bill. He'd do a country and western segment on Saturday afternoons.
Okay.
And Pat Branson was his sidekick. What was her name?
Pat Branson did country and western?
Yeah.
What really?
I don't know. It's slipping me now. No, but something with Patty in it. And I don't think it was Cow Patty. It might have been.
That's funny. That was unfortunately before my time here. So, but KMXT is celebrating its 40th year this year. So we've been doing lots of good radio.
I think I have.
What's that?
Patsy Montana. Mike recalled.
Patsy Montana. Yeah. There we go. All right.
Yeah, I think I have a poster at home from the 10th anniversary or
do
something.
Do you really?
Like that. Yeah.
Ooh.
15.
We might like to get a copy of that at some point to frame up. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So where are we going to start in our concert journey today?
Well, when I started thinking about this, the very first concert that I can recall going to was with Sly and the Family Stone. And this would have been after Woodstock. They kind of, I think, developed a little bit of popularity from what they did then. But it was just something that I think I might have been in high school. I'm trying to, probably in the late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
And so... And they were kind of notorious then for being late with their shows. You know, if the start was at 8, they might come out at 8:30 or 9, something like that. But it was, it was an interesting way to get started. And the big hit that they had that I can recall was I Want to Take You Higher.
Yep.
And I think you found that on...
I did.
I don't have any of their album.
Well, we did find it. So shall we play it?
Yeah, please
All right, let's play that. There we go. Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, it brings back a few memories.
I would imagine.
Some of the gray matter.
I would imagine. Boom, chuck-a-luck-a-luck-a, boom, yeah. Chuck-a-luck-a-luck-a.
Yeah, it was an interesting time. And as we were talking during the break, it was a relatively, by today's standards, small venue, mm-hmm. like a 6,000 to 7,000 seat facility that was in downtown Louisville, where I saw several acts over the years. And then there were even smaller venues, but there was also the bigger ones, too, the 18,000 to 20,000
yeah.
place. And
6,000 to 7,000 is downright cozy.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. By today's standards.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't remember from our conversation just yesterday, did you go to university in
yeah,
Louisville also?
Yeah, University of Louisville. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. A Cardinal twice.
Ah, okay. And then, so some of these are probably from university days and then maybe some from earlier?
Yeah, and then
later
after graduation, yeah, mm-hmm. I stayed there for a couple years. If we get to the Stones, I saw them in Freedom Hall right before I moved up here.
Oh, wow.
In 1982.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, what have we got next on our list?
The next is actually, there was an era of starting to listen to music in high school, and that was the days of people that were bands that were assembled. They weren't writing their own music. They
oh,
were
right,
playing other,
right.
And so kind of, you know, got into, well, you know, the folks that were actually writing what they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of, at the time, a relatively new thing. And they've since become, I think they may even still be around, but Chicago. They also played in the Louisville Convention Center. And so this is one from, if I can get it. Yeah,
that
there it starts. Yeah.
All right.
Can this feeling that we have together, ooh, sound?
All right.
You did well.
Yeah, I think I... Yeah.
You got it stopped.
Yeah. So we were chatting off... This was, I think, off their first album, and at that time they were called Chicago Transit Authority.
Yeah, which I'd forgotten about. Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that... I'd forgotten they were around in the late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think typically of Chicago, and that to me equates 70s and beyond.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got their start, and a lot of things were happening in those years, 67 and 68, particularly 68 with the Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of craziness that occurred, and I think that inspired them a little bit, and kind of.
Yeah, and they were a unique band because you didn't typically see those big brass bands together.
Yeah, I think they were the first. Blood, Sweat, and Tears kind of came out in that era as well.
Right.
That had some the horns and,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, but they were in kind of more of the jazzy kind of influence as well.
Right.
So that was a fun concert.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
And that was still in Louisville.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So where are we traveling to next with our musical journey?
This was, also in Louisville, and this was a group that started in L.A., and it's my favorite, one of my most favorite road albums,
mm-hmm.
Dixie Chicken, Little Feet. And,
This
is, and I think Lowell George was still alive.
Okay.
But it was shortly before he died. And so this is off of Dixie Chicken, a live version. Oop, it started to play, I think.
Okay.
If I get it to, there we go.
There we go. Little Feet.
Not you.
Yeah, that was a particularly good album because they had the Tower of Power horn section.
It was awesome.
Yeah, they typically didn't have much in the way of horns.
No, it was pretty bare bones sound, as
yeah,
I recall.
Guitar, and a lot of slide guitar.
Yeah.
And drums and good beats going on.
I was telling Alan during the break, part of the, it's a break for us. We're not talking on air, but you're listening to music. A lot of the fun part of this for me is the fact that you guys are bringing in all these tunes that I'd sort of, you don't think of every day. And there's some great bands that we've been listening to over the last week and a half. It's fun. So where do we go to after Little Feet?
Yeah, well, this is kind of maybe even going back in time.
Before?
A little,
mm-hmm.
This was probably probably 76, 77. But this, the next one, the fellow that got started in Nashville, and we were listening to him in college, and mm-hmm. Had some very nice albums, and so it's Jimmy Buffett in his earlier days.
All right, Jimmy Buffett.
Ice cream man, he's a hillbilly fan. Got 78s by Hank Snow. Walks down the street, shuffling his feet to a rhythm that only he knows. And I've seen him in so many places. I saw him the night I was born. In a Bourbon Street bar, I received my first scar. An old man so tattered and torn. And the wino and I know the painted street singing like the door-to-door salesman knows the pains of bell ringing. Strange situation, wild occupation, living my life like a song. Coffee is strong at the cafe tomorrow. Donuts are too hot to touch. Just like a fool when those sweet goodies cool, I eat till I eat way too much. Cause I'm living on things that excite me, be they pastry or lobster or love. I'm just trying to get by, being quiet and shy, in a world full of push and shove. And the wine, oh, and I know the pain of back busting like knows the pain of his pickup truck rusting. Strange situation, wild occupation, living my life like a song. Sweet señorita, won't you please come with me back to the island, honey, back to the sea, back to the only place that I want to be. Shaking motion, strange situation, wild occupation, living my life like a song. Yes, it's a strange situation, wild occupation, living my life like a song.
Twice. Once was in the gym of college that was in Louisville, and so it was only like maybe 4,000 people, and that was kind of neat. And then the second time was in Freedom Hall, which was like the 18,000.
Huge.
Yeah, he kind of ratcheted up there popularity-wise.
Yeah. He in those small venues, he put on a heck of a show.
Yeah, and I actually have kind of an on-air confession, and the folks that were on the board, there's still a few around when I was on it. But I had this, why don't we get Jimmy Buffett to come to Kodiak?
And do there you go.
And do a concert. And so I think I wrote a letter, on KMXT station as a president of the board sometime back in the 80s. And, of course, didn't
pan out.
Didn't happen.
You know, he did come through here, though.
He did, yeah, when he was doing research for one of his books.
Yeah, the book where he was flying in a variety of places, but he was here. We had I was working at the hospital at the time, and we had an ER nurse. He came into the ER with some minor something or other, and the ER nurse walked out of the ER and says, "I'm never washing this hand again." I just shook hands with Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, well, knowing where that hand's been, though.
Yeah. Believe me, she washed her hand again, but still, it was pretty funny. Yeah. Where are we going next?
Well, this is another similar to, closer to Jimmy Buffett than, say, Little Feet, but... this was a fellow, he's still around, and I can relate to him in addition to the music that I like. And he has the song that I'm going to play that has some Kentucky hormones to it. But he also had throat cancer that he, has gotten over and is still active and that sort of stuff. So this is a fellow named John Prine, went away. There we're coming back. And... why is it there? We should be starting here momentarily.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
John Prine.
Yeah. Linda and I, we did our spring trip in the RV, and we crossed over the Green River a couple of times in Kentucky. It's a pretty neck of the woods.
Kentucky's a pretty neck of the woods, period.
Yeah. Even though I grew up there, parts of the state that I've yet to see, and we went through the western part near the Ohio River and near Henderson, and yeah, it's pretty. And then particularly this time of year, the red buds and the dogwoods, they grow wild, and they're blooming, and people also cultivate them and have them in their yards. It's really pretty.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
where are we going next?
Well, this is going to, it was kind of scattered when I was looking at what I had on the iPod here, and then remembering, yeah, I saw them. And this is one of the bigger groups, and again, it was one of the big forums in Louisville, and their album Animals had just come out, and that was kind of what they featured, but most of the songs are either, or they're only a minute, or they're 14 or 15 minutes on that particular album. So I'll get one here off of Dark Side of the Moon.
All right. And if you don't know who that is, you can figure it out as you listen. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. way. The time is gone, the song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
Pink Floyd. That must have been a heck of a concert.
It was. It was in the Freedom Hall, which at that time was the largest venue in Louisville, and I think seated like 18,000. Big place where the basketball games were played, and we had seats on the floor.
Wow.
And Animals was the album that had recently come out, and one of the songs, Pigs on the Wing, and they had a large.
Very large?
Very large. it must have been inflatable, but it had wires strung from one end of the arena to the other, and this pig that came out and across the crowd, and lots of lasers and lots of smoke. It was a
pretty good show.
It was. It was very good. Very good fun. And then in that same venue, shortly before it was October or November of 1981, I moved up here in February, but the Rolling Stones were doing a nationwide tour, and they played there. And the tune that was quite popular at that time was Start Me Up, and I think you found that.
I did. So we'll play that next. So what do you remember about the Stones concert?
My mom was not real keen on the Stones, but Mick Jagger, this is what we're talking going on
a while
close
back.
To 40 years ago. Yeah, so he was probably pushing 40 himself, and he was jogging through the one of the local parks, and he just tremendously physical fit. And I said, I'm in as good a shape. I'm that old, okay with that. Well, of course, we're well beyond that now.
Yes, we are.
But he put on a very physical show, and moving around all over the place and lots of lifts and things. High energy show. It was good fun.
Cool. All right, here we go. Rolling Stones, live version from... It looks like the Beacon.
Start me up, darling, I will stop.
Jagger and the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that was a fun way to leave Louisville, if you will.
Yeah.
And then the next one I got in here, this was a group that was very popular in the 70s, like 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. and they played in St. Louis. I had a buddy that was attending St. Louis University and had knew they were playing there, and so I figured, well, I'll go visit, and had the days before the interstate, had to drive on the two-lane highways, but it was about a five-hour drive.
Yeah, it's pretty country, though.
It is, yeah. Southern Indiana, southern Illinois.
Yeah, and, it's actually so it's, nice rolling hills through most of that. It's pretty country.
So, see if I can get it to start here.
All right, you ready?
Steve Winwood and Traffic.
Friends telling you you're doing fine. You can't see that sorrow as it hurtles through the shattered memories of your mind. If I could talk to you for just 1 minute, then you know what it is I'm getting. Looking at the sky, hanging on a breeze.
Steve Winwood and Traffic.
Yeah, and Walking in the Wind. It's been that way the past couple of days.
Past couple of days? Alan, you took a vacation too long, man. It's been the past several months it's been like that. You are optimistic.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a couple of days when, you know, don't get blown away. But it does make for, you know, getting a little extra exercise there when you got to fight
true.
The wind.
Yeah. Going to the headwind.
Yeah. So the last one here was another concert, and this was a large venue, actually probably the largest that I saw, in Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Here we go. And again, thank you, Alan, for bringing all your memories and playing some great tunes for us.
Go
it's
ahead
been fun.
It.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, it was a big arena, but it they played with a lot of energy, so it didn't seem that big.
Yeah. I've heard he puts on a heck of a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heck of a show.
Yeah, Clarence was still with him then.
So, Alan, this has been fun. We've gone from, let's see, what was our first one? Sly and the Family Stone.
Yep.
All the way up to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Bruce is still around and producing.
Yeah, yeah, and producing great music,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact.
Yep.
So, well, I want to say thank you very much.
No.
Thank you for being a longtime supporter of KMXT and
it's
for coming on.
Part of what makes living in Kodiak so fun.